Nearly 60% of Afghans turned out to cast their ballots in Saturday's presidential election. It was a relatively peaceful day, even after weeks of high-profile attacks and promises by the Taliban that it would try to disrupt the country's first democratic transition of power. So where does Afghanistan go from here, especially since the United States military is expected to withdraw most of its troops by year's end? Let's turn to someone with his foot in this country, but his heart in his homeland for an answer. Qais Akbar Omar joins us in the studio. He's author of the memoir A Fort of Nine Towers, which is about growing up in Afghanistan. It comes out in paperback tomorrow. And Qais is 31 years old and a student of creative writing at Boston University. His family runs a carpet business in Kabul. Qais, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So first of all, let's talk about your family. What have they been telling you about the election and the voting this weekend?
Before the election, I talked to my family almost every day. I still do. They were very excited, but at the same time, they were very scared. So my family even decided not to go to any polling centers to vote one day before the election when I talked to them. And during the election day, I was I couldn't even sleep that night. So I woke up early morning and I just called my home and I said, so what happened? What happened? And I said, oh, it was great. It was a big celebration. We had a fun.
So they did actually end
up
voting?
Yeah, they did because they waited until 2 o'clock and then they saw that nothing happened. And they said, oh, this is wonderful. So they all went and stood on the line and my five sisters, my father, my brother, and my 128 cousins, and my uncles and aunt, they all went to the polling centers. And they said today was more like a celebration, as if Afghanistan got its independence or something.
So it sounds like they feel optimistic?
Very, very optimistic. Very, very optimistic, which is probably a little bit of a surprise for people in the West. But that's what people are, always optimistic, always looking towards the future, try to make something nice happen.
Right. Yeah. Well, let me ask you, because I read a piece that you wrote when you were describing your memoir, A Fort of Nine Towers, and you described your memoir as sort of a carpet of words and images that you had assembled to describe the Afghanistan that you know.
Right.
So what would be the carpet of words and images that you would use to describe Afghanistan today?
Well, like every knot counts when you make a carpet, and all these knots make a pattern, and many patterns make a carpet. And the same way with a country. So every single Afghan is like a knot in a carpet, like a big pattern, and many patterns gathered together and voted for their favorite candidates. So I hope nobody cheats between now and the time that they are going to announce, and we will have finally, a good president who would do what they have been all promising.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because it seems like you're describing that what Afghanistan is as a country is much more complicated and detailed than Americans think about most of the time.
Yeah, that was one of the things that Americans, it took them a long time to figure it out.
Well, let me ask you, though, because I would say that most people, if you ask them to describe Afghanistan, they would say things like war, death, strife.
Yeah.
And it seems like that has been the way the country has been portrayed and covered in the United States
for
a long, long time. I mean, I'm looking here at the most recent cover of Time magazine, right?
Yeah.
And on the cover, there's
a burqa.
Yeah, there's pictures of women in burqas.
Yeah, let me tell you one thing. That's a very small part of a big picture. Do people know that before civil war, my mother worked in a bank? And she used to wear this short skirt that was above her knee with no scarf, nothing. That's what Afghanistan was like.
Well, I'm wondering how the realities of modern-day Afghanistan, as it is today, affect the people that you know. Because you wrote an op-ed in the New York Times about a phone call that you received from a friend of yours named Daoud.
Daoud,
right?
Yes. He's now very famous. He doesn't have the means to get out of the country. He's just a taxi driver. The problem is, though we had a wonderful, wonderful election and we are all very happy, we still have some concerns about another possible civil war, which people often talked about it. And if we have another civil war, it will be a lot worse than what we experienced in the past.
Right.
And for that reason, everybody who had a bit of money moved out. or took their money out of the country so they can easily get out. But people like Dawood, like my family, they are just, you know, just waiting on their toes what's going to happen next. But after this election, we are always optimistic people. We always try to make something out of nothing. If there is a chance for a party, yeah, let's go and have a party. Like yesterday, when people were voting, they were going around with their fingers up in the air, showing to the TV, the cameras, oh, we voted. So it was everybody's like...
The ink mark,
yeah. Yes. And there was one old man who voted in 2009, and the first half of his finger was cut by the Taliban. So he came and voted again, and he was pointing that up, and he said, I voted again. They can come and cut this one if they want. So... It's basically giving the finger for the Taliban, except we don't have that in Afghanistan. But that was the whole kind of message. And so people are very optimistic always. But something has to give them a reason to be optimistic. Yeah. Something has to be reason, yeah.
So you're here in the United States now. Do you plan on returning to Afghanistan permanently?
That's my hope. I would like to go back. But because of Fourth of Nine Towers, that got a lot of reviews.
Your memoir,
yeah,
yes.
my memoir, yeah. The book is a memoir. It's basically about the time I was born until now. But sometimes the Taliban don't read much, and I don't want any threat to my life. I was told that this is by my family that this is not the right time to return.
And yet, in speaking to you, I see still your hope for your country shining
through.
Oh,
yes. Oh, yeah, of course. That's my country. You know, this country has beautiful parks, beautiful people, and I just love it. But still, I look around and I don't say, oh, that mountain is mine. But in my country, I go and I never climb that mountain, and it's just rocks. And I look at it and I say, oh, that's mine. And I just feel a sense of ownership. Home is home.
Home is home.
Yeah, home is home.
Well, Qais Akbar Omar is the author of the memoir, A Fort of Nine Towers. It's about growing up in Afghanistan. He's also a student in the creative writing program at Boston University. It's been a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me here today.